If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's long been a belief, I was going to say an urban myth, but I guess maybe a common belief that where you choose to sit your driver's license impacts how easy or difficult it will be to pass. When I was in Hamilton, we used to talk about going out to Cambridge to do it. Well, new data released by Waka Kotahi has actually given some credence to this belief. It shows that pass rates are significantly lower in regions like Otago, Wellington and Auckland compared to rural areas. In Auckland, the pass rate is less than 50%. That compares to, for example, 70% in Taranaki. For a bit of an explainer around all this, I'm joined by Mark Ribble-Johnson, who is president of the New Zealand Institute of Driver Educators. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Did this surprise you?
Not especially, but it's not quite as simple as the numbers might make it sound, I don't think.
Because it sounds like the inspectors go a bit easier on people outside of the cities.
No, I've not found that. I've worked in, I've taken people for tests in both big cities and in small rural towns, and I do find that they generally are very consistent in the way that they mark against the criteria.
Well, that's encouraging, isn't it? Because you don't really want people getting a reputation of being, you know, slack, particularly when it comes down to safety. So what would be causing the disparity then?
Well, potentially, obviously, your driving environments can be less complex. But, for example, if you're used to driving around Auckland suburbs and you travel down to a small regional town, so some of the intersections in smaller towns can be quite different from a standard, say, crossroads or T-intersection. Smaller towns do tend to have these little sort of out-of-context traffic environments. And if you're not familiar with them, you could just as easily find yourself in difficulty with one of those.
Yeah, but we're saying that it's actually easier in those small towns, so they can't be too challenging.
Well, you'd think, but no, not necessarily so. But when you're driving around an unfamiliar area, it can put more pressure on the test candidate in doing that.
So you're saying there might not be an advantage for an Aucklander to go to one of these rural areas to try and pass?
Yeah, absolutely. You can often be better driving in an area you're familiar with, in traffic flows that you're familiar with.
So, but what's going on then? Why would the pass rate in Taranaki be 70% and Auckland less than 50%?
Hard to say. My instinct is to say that would be we're dealing with percentages. So if you're dealing with lower numbers, the percentages can be skewed slightly if you look at it just as that number. So, for example, let's say, for example, if you had 10 people taking a test in one place and one of them failed, that's a 90% pass rate. But if 20 people take it, it's a 95% pass rate.
Yeah. Might it be harder in Auckland because of, for example, congestion or more complex roads and intersections?
I mean, you've certainly got more difficult traffic environments. Congestion actually could potentially help a candidate. If it's congested, you're travelling slower. You have more time to see things and make decisions.
How about over the years, have you noticed much change in the amount of people passing and failing? Have you noticed that the inspectors are harsher or less harsh on candidates?
Not particularly, no. I mean, there was a big drop in the pass rate when the current testing system was introduced, dropped from the high 70s, 80s down to about the 40s. And that's because things were set out a lot clearer and a little less discretion was allowed to the testing officer. But that largely has stayed fairly static. And the age groups that are doing better in this new test are the lower age groups, the youngsters who are taking training.
How come?
I think simply because they're taking training, they're understanding that driver instruction is important. And obviously, obviously, from my point of view, I would recommend that instruction with a professional instructor is the way to go. We see things that parents perhaps don't see. We understand what the testing environment is and why it's that way. And it's largely around safety after a restricted license has been granted.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed fewer people getting their driver's license when they turn whatever it is these days, 15, 16, 17, now compared to 20, 30 years ago?
Difficult to say. I wasn't really around in the environment 20, 30 years ago, but obviously...
You're just a young man, Mark.
Oh, I wish. yeah,
it seems to me anecdotally that there are fewer people with their driver's license, you know, in their 20s these days than there used to be when I was growing up, and it seems like less of a motivator for people.
I think it is. I think there's definitely something to be said that people see it as less of a requirement nowadays. We often see people coming to driving instructors who are older, maybe gone away on an overseas trip for a few years to places where public transport is much better, and then they come back to New Zealand and find that the public transport's not so good, so they need to get licensed afterwards. The older you get, the harder it is to learn.
Yeah. Anything you'd change about what they test and how they test?
I think there are some weaknesses in the system, but there are a lot of good things in it too. For example, everything that a test candidate does right is marked and recorded as a good thing. And that really helps the testing officer at the end of the test to say, hey, listen, we may have failed today, but you're not that far off and you're doing a lot of good things. And it can help them to encourage people to carry on with the journey.
Thanks for your expertise today, Mark.
No problem at all, Jesse. Thank you.
Mark Revel-Johnson is president of the New Zealand Institute of Driver Educators.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.